proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Government hails KDF for promoting climate smart agriculture. CEJ reaffirms support for NPA's Environmental Crimes Department. In international headlines, families of teens missing after Sky Resort fire, desperate for news. And in sports, Zambia steps up preparations for its Southern Africa Junior Championships. And now the news in detail. A small-scale trader in Chawama has endorsed United Party for National Development UPND parliamentary candidate Mr. Munda, describing him as a grassroots-oriented leader with a proven commitment to uplifting local livelihoods ahead of the Chawama constituency parliamentary by-elections. The trader, who appeared in a video but requested to remain anonymous, says Mr. Munda possesses a strong track record of public service and a rich curriculum vitae that reflects his willingness to assist people from all walks of life. She notes that the UPND candidate, popularly known as the Big Machine, has on numerous occasions supported struggling smallholder and roadside businesses in the constituency, a quality she believes positions him well to stimulate economic growth in the area. Meanwhile, UPND member Francis, a prominent party mobilizer in Chawama, has commended the ruling party for ensuring that the ongoing campaigns have remained peaceful and incident-free. Renowned constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu has reaffirmed that the opposition will unite against those attempting to derail Zambia's progress. Mr. Zulu stressed that people should make no mistake as the opposition stands ready to defend the country's future. He emphasized that together they will work to restore not only confidence but also the trust of fellow countrymen and women. Mr. Zulu disclosed that they met on Friday evening with Mr. Kasonde Mwenda, who is the president of the Economic Freedom Fighters. He also noted that they engaged with Mrs. Mlenga Kapwepwe, one of Zambia's touring female leaders whose commitment to national development remains steadfast. He says the engagements reflect a growing resolve among opposition leaders to work together in the interest of the Zambian people. Now, the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has welcomed the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape described it as a timely and strategic step in strengthening the fight against environmental crimes in Zambia. She noted that the move demonstrates a growing national recognition of the seriousness of environmental offences and the need for dedicated mechanisms to address them. Ms. Mwape emphasized that the new department will help ensure that cases of environmental pollution and degradation are no longer overlooked and that affected communities can begin to access justice and redress.
The Center for Environment and Justice, we welcome the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority. We must mention that this is a timely and strategic move that strengthens Zambia's commitment to environmental protection and justice. Since 2020, CEJ has been advocating for the creation of an environmental court. In 2023 and 2024, we held a national consultative dialogues to advance this cause. We commend the judiciary for its insights and reaffirm our commitment to working with the NPA and all the stakeholders. We will ensure that environmental crimes are addressed and communities are empowered.
Nali, Member of Parliament Crispin Chinda, has identified traffic congestion at the hybrid roundabout as one of the key challenges his office intends to address upon assuming office in August. Chinda notes that congestion at the busy intersection is largely caused by buses that stop on the roadway to pick up and drop off passengers, disrupting the smooth flow of traffic. He says plans are underway to relocate the hybrid bus station further away from the roundabout to prevent buses from blocking the road and to allow vehicles to move more freely. The Mnali MP further proposed the creation of a dedicated bus station for Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital, explaining that the hospital is a major health facility that serves large numbers of patients and visitors on a daily basis. Now, Zambia is set to host a high-level three-day meeting focused on the deteriorating security situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, following a request from the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region. The meeting will be hosted by the Minister of Defense from Thursday, January 8th to Saturday, January 10th, 2026 in Livingstone. The meeting is expected to bring together all 12 Ministers of Defense and Chiefs of Defense Forces from the ICGLR member states. The ICGLR is a regional body comprising Angola, Burundi, the Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Rwanda, Sudan, South Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Zambia's decision to host the meeting underscores its long-standing commitment to regional peace and stability. The country says it continues to advocate for peaceful solutions to conflicts in line with President Hage Nehijilema's position that instability is one part of the region poses a threat to stability everywhere. This is contained in a statement issued by Principal Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Defense, Mr. Paul Shalala.
Agriculture News.
The government has commended the Kaluli Development Foundation, KDF, for advancing climate-smart agriculture in rural communities, particularly in Pemba District of Southern Province. The recognition comes through the Sustainable Upliftment of Livelihoods and Food Security Enhancement Project, which is being implemented with support from Bread for the World of Germany. Willy Amosa, camp officer for the Ministry of Agriculture in Siamulea, praised the initiative for transforming the agricultural landscape in the district. Speaking during the handover of solar-powered irrigation systems to beneficiaries in Siamulea Agriculture Camp, Amosa noted that programs have a great impact.
The coming of this program has really cushioned farmers in terms of irrigating their crops. It was very hard for them to irrigate a bigger area. Farmers that were unable to produce a quarter of a hectare, this time now they can go up to a hectare. We are having vegetables all year round in our district because of irrigation that we've embraced.
Speaking at the same event, KDF project officer Killian Mulea explained that the broader goal of the initiative is to improve food security and livelihoods in targeted communities.
The objective of the SARIFOSEP is actually to improve the food security and livelihoods of our project target through diversification of production and higher sales revenue from sales of crops and livestock.
We take a break. To stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. IFU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.